Jack Weber's full speech. I'm a nurse. And if you were hoping for stories about what it's like working on the front line, I'm sorry I can't tell you. I can't tell you, because they're not my stories to tell, and I can't tell you, because there are just far too many stories to tell. But we know that patients are dying on corridors, in trolleys. We know that our doctors, our nurses, our midwives, our physios, are working in a system that has set us up to fail. The crisis in the NHS is the new normal, and it's a crisis that is politically manufactured. Over the last 6 years we've lost 15,000 beds. While claiming that there's no magic money tree, successive governments have thrown billions and billions at the likes of G4S, at the likes of Carillion, at the likes of Virgin Care, who do nothing more than act as a middleman, to transfer funds away from our patients, away from the public, and into the pockets of already very rich people, private shareholders. And all the while we are 100,000 members of staff short in the NHS. After 8 years of pay cuts to the value of 14%, it is no surprise that many of us have voted with our feet. Today we have marched more staff, more beds and more funds. These aren't pie-in-the-sky demands. These are the immediate things that we need in order to keep our service functioning and keep our patients safe. But I don't think these things are compatible with the Tory government. There's no easy way to say this, but if we want an NHS, we have to bring them down. So in a few months' time, when NHS workers are served up another insulting pay offer, we will have no choice but to reject it. And we will need to say to our trade union leaders that they will need to prepare and organize and build coordinated industrial action across the NHS. And after 8 long years of pay restraint, I don't think that this weak minority government will be able to withstand the pressure of picket lines made up of nurses and porters and cleaners with the public behind them. We will bring down this government. And we will replace them with the government that we demand ends cuts, reverses the scourge of privatization, pays NHS staff what we are owed, and builds a fully funded, publicly owned, and provided national health and social care service. Today we have marched together, tomorrow we will probably have to strike together. This government is at war with public services. Go home, go back to your communities, your workplaces, your trade union branches, and prepare for battle. Watch the speech here.